Their faces are long, their mouths turned down, their eyes glisten with tears. They sit at the hut in Roleep, calling out to me, as if they are trying to tell me something. I know why they are calling out to me, but I cannot accept it. I know. My thought turns to Pa, and I remember how he told me I had extrasensory perception. Even as young as I am, I have always felt as if I live 80% of my life in déjà vu. In Phnom Penh, many times I knew who was on the other line even before Pa picked up the phone. Walking in the streets with Pa or eating noodles with Ma at the shops, I would sense that we'd run into a certain person, and we would. In Roleep, I had a dream that a certain house would catch on fire, and it did. Pa said it is a power, and though I did not fear it then, I fear it now. The minutes turn into hours until I reach Roleep. It is mid-morning. The village is quiet. When I enter the village, I run to Ma's hut. Ma! I call out frantically. Ma! Gek! No one replies. Ma! I run as fast as I can into the garden. Ma and Gek are not there. Tears blur my vision as I run back to her hut. Everything is still there. Their wooden rice bowls and spoons, the small pile of clothes. Ma! I scream, my voice hoarse. They are not here, a voice answers. A young woman stands in the doorway of the next hut. She is new. I do not recognize her. They left yesterday. My baby is sick, so I did not go to work. I saw them leave. Where did they go? I don't know. They went with soldiers, the woman says quietly, and looks away. She stares into the distance, refusing to look back at me. We both know what it means when the soldiers come to the village and take someone with them. Part of me cannot believe what the woman says, but the other knows it is true. Yesterday I could not explain the mental anxiety and physical pains I woke up with. Now I know it was Ma and Gek telling me about the soldiers.
Ma, where are you? Ma, you can't do this to me!
I scream into the empty hut. They cannot have survived 3 years of starvation and the loss of Cave and Pa only to be taken now. The last time I saw her, she was doing okay without Pa. I believed she was going to make it. She fought so hard to live. She cannot be gone. Poor little Gek. She never got anything good out of life. At the sound of her baby's cries, the woman goes into her hut. Inside, the woman hums her baby back to sleep. A memory of Ma singing me to sleep in Phnom Penh flashes before me.